Taiwan Special, episode one for the week. I'm Jesse. I lived in Asia 10 years, and I've got something to say about this. And I'm not even sure what it is that I'm going to say it about, but I've got something to say about it. Let's see. Linux theming apps. Why did I write that down there? Everyone's going to be asking me about China. What do I think about what's going on with China? Hold on. I want to talk about Boeing and Linux here for a second first. I said long ago that the problem with these Boeing 737 MAX jets, actually, I know a guy that flew the 737 model several years ago. I met this guy a few weeks ago. It's interesting. The ones that were crashing weren't just any old 737. They were this new thing. And I said it. I said if one engineer had made one good decision along the way, it all would have been fine. The problem was essentially at the core, the people that were the different engineers at Boeing weren't talking to each other. And so all this software, this ultra powerful AI kind of dealio, autopilot thing, would take over. You can't shut it off, or you don't know you need to shut it off. You got to pay $80,000 to get the warning light, which that was a duh. But this ultra powerful AI was dependent on one sensor that was able to malfunction. And nobody knew that there was that much depending on one thing because they weren't talking to each other. You know, and this goes back to the issue of understanding, how software is made, how people need to communicate. When are people going to stop getting all excited about MBAs? I'll tell you, this is something that I've been dealing with. There's so many idiots in charge. And it's a realization that really hit me this week is how much, how frequently, how everywhere there are stupid people that are just mean. And they're running stuff everywhere. And it's like, my goodness, Trump is up against, really, if you think about it, the people that are opposed to what Trump does, they're just comfortable MBA manager types who don't know how to really do anything. And they're just angry and upset with the guy who does know what he's doing. And, the talented people know how to make everything work. But the idiot in charge is just, his mission isn't to make stuff work. It's just to get along because he thinks it's always going to keep working anyway. And so you get someone like that in charge of Boeing, everybody just stop talking to each other and just get along and give your stuff to me. He might not be an engineer who sees the whole picture. You've got to have your people talking to each other. And so I don't know all the inside politics with Boeing, but there are a lot of basic ideas about, how to have a team, how to engineer stuff. It always breaks. We need to stay in communication with each other. There are a lot of basic types of things. A lot of airplanes that crashes. Malcolm Gladwell looked into this. It's communication. The airplane has a problem, but the engineer or the navigator isn't telling the captain or, air traffic control isn't listening or something. It's usually a communication problem with the crew that causes these airplanes to crash. That's what a lot of the black box recordings show us anyway. Gladwell did research on this anyhow. So another thing's going on. Linux people are arguing. Follow me with this. Follow me. Humor me with this. There are these people that write software and it goes into Linux and they write it to look a certain way. Well, the guys that write the Linux, the desktop software, to make the Windows window around and stuff, That's a different software project. Windows is different from, Photoshop. They're from different companies. So, you can change your colors in Windows, right? You can make them blue or, transparent like they did in Windows 7, maybe. Well, what's happening is these guys are writing these apps, and then these other guys are writing the desktop environment software to make the Windows window around and stuff. And they say, I want my windows all to be roundish and a little bit dark steel bluish, And then so they go change the settings in someone else's app and it messes up the app. And so the app developers are starting to complain, saying, hey, you guys that are, you know, we want to be nice. We're not like mad and vitriolic, but would you please stop changing how our apps look? So that's a discussion that's going on. A lot of it comes down to is that there's not a central way to just make stuff all look like this. There are some central ways, but not ways that everybody uses. Anyhow, just communication, cooperation, it has a lot to do with that type of stuff. Okay, well, let me wrap this back around and talk about what's going on in Taiwan. Now, as you know, I had my little application for residence or whatever, and I would write them and tell them that they were wrong, and their solution was to write me back and show me all of their paperwork and homework that they did. Like that was their solution. We'll just divulge information to Jesse. That's how we're going to tell him that he's wrong. Well, what I found in all the information that they sent me from the government, it's like they didn't even read my application. And so it's like my basis for applying was this, like I did this, and they never fact-checked it. They never verified it. They never called my witnesses and asked them that question. All they did was change the top. They didn't know what to talk about. Jesse says he should be a resident. Do we think so? It's like, no. Jesse claimed this. Research the claim. They never talked about it. It were like chickens running around with their heads cut off. This is the type of disorder that goes on in a lot of countries. It's like, imagine like a murder trial, you know, where like the murderer was in the kitchen with the pipe wrench. And it was Miss Scarlet in the kitchen with the pipe wrench. Okay, so they all get together and talk about it. And they say, murder happened. And they say, was it in the billiards room or not? I'm making references to the game Clue. But it's like, well, we're not sure if it wasn't in the billiards room. So it's a mistrial. We don't know. It's like, no. The claim was it was Miss Scarlet in the kitchen with the pipe wrench. I don't know about that billiards room. That's how disorganized they were in the paperwork itself. So anyhow, I find it funny. I've gotten over it. I've been realizing how much stupid there is everywhere in the world. And I just to the point, I'm like, I'm just really feeling happy and relieved that I can laugh at that kind of nonsense. Like, I really feel happy about it. It's just happy to be able to be happy. It makes you happy to be able to feel happy. In the midst of that kind of nonsense, because that's what everybody puts up with. That's what Marshall puts up with, you know, Eminem, like, because he's had opposition from the music industry and he was like talented. And then you got these other no talent guys. That's all like establishment stuff. So it's like you've get these guys in this establishment and they're locked in. They've got their big organizations or countries or money or companies or whatever that they're leading. And they've got some job at Boeing or leading stuff with Linux, who knows. And then you've got the real talented people over here. And yeah, we need to cooperate and communicate and get along. But it's like, do we know who to really listen to? Like, if the goal is to communicate, are the managers listening to the people who know how to communicate? You know, it's not just about getting along. There's a way to get along. There's a way to communicate. There's a way to stay on topic and know what we're doing as a government, you know, evaluating and making a decision. There's a way to get the engineers to talk with each other and look at the big overall view of an airplane to make sure that we're not creating conflicting designs. So, that was kind of a random walk in the park for an episode today, but maybe it was useful, interesting information. I did think that it was interesting that there's all this chaos and disorder and just people that don't know what they're doing running everything. But it's just normal. I'm going to confront it. I mean, I'm not part of the cult that says when people do a bad job and are mean to other people, keep it secret and I'll call it don't complain. But really, I'm just going to say keep it secret. Never talk about it. No. In fact, that's interesting. I think I'm going to get to that Thursday. I'll talk about China tomorrow. See you then.